91.
Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
And welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And glad to be here this afternoon with you all. And we have Carl Parnell from Homeowners Financial Group.
Hey, hello, Jacksonville. Thank you for letting me come in today and talk to you about mortgage matters.
Yes, we have the money man in the house.
Yes, yes, ma'am. We're ready to talk about money, and rates are still good. And so it's time to get in when getting is good.
That's great. And then we have Trish Spivey. Did I say that right?
You did.
That's
absolutely
awesome. And she's from 210 Home Warranty. So we're going to be talking about home warranties and money today, which is awesome.
Yes.
Anything new?
Well, in the mortgage arena, we're coming up next month. We're going to have a new program. Well, not a new. It's a return of an old program with the city of Jacksonville to help first-time home buyers. So you can get anywhere from $10,000 to $14,999. So we have that. Rates are still hovering between the high twos, low threes for good credit. And refinances are going through the roof. People are still taking advantage. So if you have not done it and you're in the fours, it's time to take a look.
Yes, please, because you can save a lot of money.
Exactly. Or get cash out if you needed to pay off other debt and consolidate. So we do that as well.
Or to spruce up the house. I have a listing right now that, you know, they never refinanced and they were in the high fours.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I know. It's like
they missed out.
Yeah.
But at least they're selling. Hopefully they got tremendous equity because we're still seeing huge appreciation in the area.
A lot of appreciation in the area, which is kind of sweet. Kind of sweet for the sellers.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe not so much for the buyers.
Well, at least I've had every buyer lately who's walking in is walking in with appreciation already. They're coming in with equity.
That's true.
So definitely don't think that because prices are high that you've missed the boat. It can still continue to grow.
No, and if you can get into, you know, if new construction is the way you want to go, my gosh, if you can get in at the onset right off the bat, you're going to have lots of equity by the time that subdivision is over and done with. And yes, that was my phone.
Yeah, we're starting to see some consumers that are buying.
Wait, he's got a call.
Yes. Whoops.
They're buying, they're moving in, and they're telling us that, well, we'll be back in a year because we're going to purchase something else and cash in on the equity because they did new construction. You got to stay in it 12 months if you have a loan on it. And then that way you can move on to the next house and capture that equity.
Yes. It's surprising how much equity some of these new homeowners have in the new subdivisions.
Yes, exactly. And there's so many coming in. You're seeing the old days where you used to have to go outside of town and buy the old potato farms and put in 500 homes. They're doing a lot of infill now where they're taking what was vacant lots or maybe a business, tearing down the buildings and putting in homes in areas that are already established so they can hook up into all the electrical, sewer, water, those sort of systems. So you're seeing a lot of infill also in the city, which we didn't used to before. Used to we'd go out to the outside of the county and buy large tracts of lands and build literally dozens of houses. So it's really changed the building right now.
Yes, and you see at the end of Kernan, on the south end of Kernan, mm-hmm. Yeah, they've been working on that for at least the last year.
Oh, yeah, it takes
leveling it out. Yeah, and they're putting in, I'm sure, the plumbing and things of that nature. So I think they're probably still a year off.
They said they would start breaking ground. They said spring of 2022 is what I've heard.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah.
So that
because it's pretty clear, yeah. You know, when you take that off ramp that everyone seems to take at 5 o'clock, you have time to look to the right. You'll see that they've taken out a lot of the trees.
Yes, and you can see them putting in the you'll see the concrete sewage pipes, if we're stacked up, so you know what they're putting in and they're getting ready to do. So it's fabulous to see, because, like I said, growing up in this town, some areas that were sand dunes and forest are now neighborhoods. It's just amazing to see how much has grown in my lifetime.
And there's going to be lots of homes built in there.
Yes. Yeah, it should be fun to see. But it's just going to make JTB have even more traffic. So I wonder what they're going to do about that out there.
You know, and they've already added that second lane to that off-ramp.
Mm-hmm.
It's still not going to be enough because it's still backed up.
But they'll be near a great hospital. Mayo's over that way and so forth. So it's a great
area. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's my neighborhood area there.
Well, I remember when they built JTB and people go, why did they build a road out in the middle of nowhere? And now look at it.
Because they can see the future.
Yeah, exactly.
And back in those days, it was a toll road.
That's true.
That's right.
I remember. I think it was, what, 15 cents to get off or something like that?
Something like that, a quarter, 15 cents.
Oh, wow.
And there was only one bridge. There was only, you know, they went down to two lanes.
That's right.
And they had a terrible accident, and several people, unfortunately, were killed. And then they sped up the process to divide the highway at the bridge over the Intercoastal.
Yeah, I remember those days. But that was the days when you used to go down to Atlantic or Beach and they had drawbridges. So if a boat was coming through, you were stuck on Beach or Atlantic and waiting. So then JTB became popular because you didn't have to wait on the boats to go underneath. So, yeah, so lots changed in the years.
So both of you guys,
yeah.
Trish, you're homegrown.
Absolutely. I wasn't born here, but I went through grade school, high school, college. So, yeah, I saw all of those changes as well. Yeah. And it's truly amazing to see what's happening in this town.
I think that technically you can say you're homegrown, because I think it's like after 20 years, you're kind of...
I got that covered.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're safe. Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty amazing. Now, what trivia? You are the guy who knows all the history here in town. So what kind of tidbit do you have for us?
Well, they've announced some new things today when the census came out. And between 1 and 15, where does Jacksonville rank as far as population size in the United States? Does anybody know what that is? Or should we make that a trivia question?
Well, if they know what it is, they should call us in at 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. And if you know the answer, we have a gift card.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
So repeat the question. Basically, what is the population?
How do we rank between 1 and 15, the city of Jacksonville?
You just want the ranking position.
The ranking position.
Right. You don't need to know the population.
Just the ranking position.
Because Duval is almost a million people now.
Right.
Which makes us one of the largest cities in America.
Well, landmass is the largest city.
It is in the lower 48.
Lower 48, 840 square miles. But we've increased the population in the last 10 years by 125,000. But how does that make us rank between 1 and 15? So that's the trivia question.
Yes. So if you know the answer, we have lunch for you someplace here in town.
See, now the phone's ringing because it was in the news yesterday.
Yeah. I figured somebody would read the news would call in.
And that's 904-831-0600. And we'll see if somebody's got the answer to that. And if so, lunch is on me for sure. And we're going to be talking about home warranties. And I am pro home warranty. And let me give you some advice. You do not need to purchase a home from me to get a home warranty. You can call Trish anytime and add one onto your house. And a lot of people think that, you know, you can't do that. I've been in my new home. Now I'm going on, I think it's going to be 3 years in April. Mm-hmm. And I extended my, I'm just going to keep doing it year after year. You know, right. I'm single and I don't like doing the little stuff around my house, and I have my home warranty do it. So we're going to talk a lot about home warranties because it is a positive thing. And we're going to talk about some of the things they cover and how much they are and, you know, should sellers get it before they list. So we've got lots of information for you. So stay with us here on WBOB, and you're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And if you have questions, call us at 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600.
And those lines are full. We have some guesses coming up here.
Oh, as soon as we get back?
Yeah.
Right.
Got three lines full. So I think we got some answers. right here on Rapid Fire Real Estate.
Congratulations. You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. We're local, we are veteran owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953, Equal Housing Lender. Visit future.loans for more information. Your future is bright.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
And welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we have Kurt on the line. Let's see if Kurt knows the answer to the trivia question for a free lunch. Kurt.
Hey, good afternoon, Miss Anita. I was just going over some of this stuff with population and house growth and road changes and stuff with my sister the other day, and I hope I looked this up correctly. And this is the other day, not knowing y'all are going to be here, but I'm going to say out of the 15, I believe we are 12.
Very good. You got it.
You are. Yes, absolutely correct.
All right.
Well done.
I lost a bet to my sister, so maybe this will make her happy.
Well, there you go. Lunch is on us, Kurt. So stay on the line because I'll send that via mail, and and he'll get that information. And we also have Nancy on the line.
Thank you.
Oh, she had the same answer. All right.
Well, she's still on the line.
Okay. Well, she's still on the line, but yeah, she's still there.
No, I'm still here, guys.
Okay. Hang on.
Yes.
Yeah, we're just waiting for her to get Nancy on the line here. Nancy, are you out there?
Hello.
Hey, Nancy.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am here.
How are you? Well, thanks for calling in. Now, of course, We were only going to have one winner, but since you're still on the line, if you've got the right answer, it shouldn't be real difficult at this point.
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, I had heard 11th yesterday, but I understand the correct answer is actually 12.
That's correct.
It is 12. So if you stay on the line too, I will buy you lunch. Okay.
Oh my goodness, thank you.
Thanks for listening, Nancy, and stay on the line.
You're welcome.
I'm pretty easy. I've got an easy heart. I'll buy a couple lunches for sure.
And thank them for listening. That's great that they were out there listening to us.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. We'll get those sent out. So tell us about home warranties. Why should people get a home warranty?
Well, the main thing about it is that it's a tool for saving money for a homeowner. You know, in the market we're in right now, you're looking at, you know, people are paying more for their homes than ever. And
right.
So what it does is, you know, very often they don't have a whole lot in savings once they get into those dream homes. And so what the warranty does is really just help offset that cost of, you know, whether it's appliances, heating, electrical, you know, all of that, that it helps as far as, you know, their budgets, basically. So, and, you know, and often there's the question, well, if I have homeowner's insurance, you know, why do I need a home warranty?
I've had that question. You're right.
Absolutely. Because it's not the same thing. You know, the home warranty covers repairs and replacement of major systems and appliances within the home due to normal wear and tear, whereas the homeowner's insurance covers things that are the result of fire, flood. It's more catastrophic.
Right.
Sure.
So they really, in fact, we actually work hand in hand with homeowner's insurance. We complement each other.
And what is the deductible for you guys?
It's $100. We do have an option to buy that down to $75. And the deductible is basically, we call it a service fee. And what that means is, I always say that it's a lot. You think about like having any contractor come to your home. It's basically a trip charge is what it comes down to. But here's something interesting about 210 is that we are the only company that has an even if service guarantee. Which means if we send a contractor out for something that isn't eligible for coverage, the homeowner just has to ask for that to be reimbursed to them. And we will reimburse that service fee.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah. So it's a risk-free phone call.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I'm a firm believer because, like I said, I don't like to mess around with little stuff around my house.
Absolutely.
You know, that faucet will drip forever. I had that leak underneath the sink for a little while. I won't cop out to how long, but you know, finally, you know, I went online and they came right out and fixed it. And it's such a relief versus having a buddy come over and fix it versus having a professional plumber come over and fix it and simply pay a deductible. It's just so nice to have that done. And then even after I moved in, I did have some issues with my AC and they came out a couple times and resolved it.
Exactly. And I think often too, you know, and we look at our market where we have so many people moving into this area, you know, when you have people that are new to the area, they don't know who to call. That's sure. What's also great about a warranty is that we have those providers that have been vetted. And, you know, while it's not perfect because they're all independent contractors,
sure,
they are vetted. And so I think it also gives a sense of peace or, you know, as far as relying on somebody else to help you to figure out who to call.
And when you say vetted, you mean they're licensed and insured.
Absolutely.
To do the work on your home.
Okay. Absolutely. And we have, you know, a team that actually, our contractor relations team, they actually meet with them. They come out a few times a year and they meet with our contractors. They make sure, as far as their equipment, their vehicles, their uniforms and stuff like that. So the whole idea behind that is that, again, you know what you're getting. Because if you're talking to an agent, as you know, Anita, it's your reputation.
Sure.
And so our whole goal is to make sure the people we send out are reliable.
Very true.
Yes.
I experienced the same thing in my business. If I make the realtor look bad, I never get a call again. So
absolutely,
you got to be part of their team and make them look good.
That's right.
That's important.
Yeah, because if anything goes wrong, it's always our fault no matter
right.
what.
Yes,
yeah,
it
exactly.
is.
Exactly. No. But now, is there anything for listings? Because right now we have people selling. Is there any kind of coverage to protect a seller why they have their home on the market in case something happens.
Yeah, there is. It's we offer what's called, you know, listing coverage or seller's coverage. Oh, and okay. It's not really meant to be a standalone product. But if the seller's going to provide a warranty for the buyer, which, you know, traditionally that's kind of how it worked, but now a lot of buyers are providing the warranties themselves because we're in a seller's market.
True. Yeah.
But if the seller's doing that, then they can protect their home for just $60 during the listing period.
Wow. Okay. That's a great deal.
Yeah. It's a great deal. I mean, $60. And I mean, it's basically the same coverage as our standard coverage. So it's really, really quite a deal. And I tell you, here's a really interesting thing. What we're seeing in this market right now, too, because it's so competitive, that some of the buyer's agents in their offers are saying that if you accept, upon acceptance of this offer, we'll protect your home during the listing period for the seller.
Oh, that's an interesting idea.
Yeah, because the buyer's planning on buying their own home, you know, home warranty.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
That's clever.
It's been very, very effective. A lot of top agents are starting to do that because it's just one more little thing that sets it apart.
Right, because the offers right now are so tough to get through, and so no one's asking for anything, including a home warranty, which is crazy. Always ask for a home warranty. But if the seller's willing to throw that in and keep it covered during the time that it's on the market, I mean, that's super.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people are wondering, okay, so what is exactly does that mean? If I list your home and we take the home 210 home warranty with Trish, and let's say they do the inspection and we find the leaky sink, the small leak underneath the sink, and things of that issue, or that the AC needs to be serviced is what maybe one of the things on the repair. We can do that through your home warranty and just pay the deductible versus pay for the service call, which is going to be anywhere from $100 to $200. And then also pay for their time and, you know, the parts. So, you know, a service call, a minor service call can be $250. And so it's going to be covered just with a deductible. So that's... And the deductible for a seller is...
It's the same thing. It's $100.
It's $100. And so it basically, that home warranty that you're going to give to that buyer goes into effect while you have it listed. Is that correct?
If they add the seller's coverage. So what that means is basically, okay, we're going to provide that buyer warranty, but now we're going to also put the seller's coverage on it to cover it up till then. And that's what's great is exactly what you're saying is that very often... there are things that come up on the home inspection report that are eligible. Just leaking faucets, refrigerators not cooling, AC clean, you know, different things like that. Now, again, it doesn't cover normal wear and tear or, I'm sorry, not normal wear and tear, but normal usage. You know, in other words, you have to still do maintenance, changing filters and things like that on AC. But there's, in fact, there was a report, I think Florida Association of Realtors did that out of the top, like all of these home inspections, the top 10 things, about 4 to 5 of those were eligible for coverage if you'd had a home warranty.
Now, do you have to have a home inspection done before you'll put coverage on?
No, you do not. As a company, it's time and cost prohibitive for any warranty company to do that. So it just has to be in good working order at the effective date.
So if you're fearful, hey, my stuff is, you know, a few years old, my house is a few years old, it's not prohibitive for you to offer coverage. Okay.
No, the age of something never matters. I have agents call me all the time and say, this house has a 20-year-old AC system. Is it eligible for coverage? Absolutely, if it's in good working order.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Yes, because what I find with ACs is you have no idea how long that thing is going to last.
So true.
We have some that are so old and they work great, and then we have some new ones that work horribly.
Yep.
Yeah, it just depends on the manufacturer where they are, but I've had some the last 20 years.
One of those appliances that you just never know, and so you just go with it. I tell people, just wait till it breaks down, and you hope it's not during the summer.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, if you have questions for us, give us a call at 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. And congratulations to our two lunch winners.
Yeah, they're both listening every week. So it's really great that they're winners.
Awesome.
Yeah, worked out well. Yes.
Very good.
AM 600 and 101.1 FM, the conservative voice of Jacksonville. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Residents of Louisiana communities hit hard by Hurricane Ida are seeing small signs of progress amid the needs for a monumental recovery. About 11,000 people in New Orleans saw their lights come back on early Wednesday, but officials say full restoration could still take weeks, and more than 1 million homes and businesses in Louisiana and Mississippi remain without electricity. Some low-lying areas remain largely underwater and waiting for floodwaters to recede enough for trucks to deliver food, water, and repair supplies. High heat and humidity threaten to make some places feel like 108 degrees. In New Orleans, some residents gathered at a basketball gym with large fans running to cool off and charge their phones. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 48 points, but the NASDAQ rose 50. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Today, I'm Patrick Johnson. The governor continues to promote antibody treatment for COVID patients around the state. Ron DeSantis says the number of those being treated is a growing number.
Treated over 40,000 patients.
That comment coming after the announcement of the 21st site statewide that is performing this type of treatment. Before his routine pretrial hearing earlier today was passed until late October, 14-year-old Aiden Fucci, the accused killer of one of his schoolmates, 13-year-old Tristan Bailey, appeared on a video feed from the Duval County Jail. He appeared confused at times, then started rocking back and forth in his seat before saying,
"Oh, you demons. Oh, you demons take my soul. You demons will take my soul away. Oh, you demons steal my soul. I don't know what's going on."
Fucci's mother's court hearing on a charge of tampering with evidence has also been rescheduled to October 28th. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
There's some delays because of an accident on the West Beltway 295 northbound between the Buckman Bridge and US 17 Roosevelt Boulevard. In the opposite direction, there's another accident 295 southbound between US 17 and the Buckman. And there's an accident I-10 westbound heading away from downtown at Stockton Street. Mostly cloudy tonight, expect a low 74. Thursday, more clouds and a chance of showers, high 91.
I'm Mark Kinder with Affordable Water. There's a process in water treatment called ion exchange. This process actually removes hardness using very little salt with our demand metered systems. Our dual media system softens and filters water for your home or business. Affordable Water has been educating and serving Jacksonville for 30 years. We're licensed locally as well as on the state and national level. Affordable Water, 262-0197. That's Affordable Water, 262-0197. License number W32.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to healthcare. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we have Carl Purnell from Homeowners Financial Group. And we have Trish Spivey from 210 Home Warranty. So glad to have both of you.
Thank you.
And what is new with our money in the money world?
Well, the money world, we do have a lot of interesting products coming online. So if you're a veteran, there's a state program that will help you with closing costs. So if you're a veteran loan, please get involved on that. The rates are incredible right now for VA loans.
They really are.
Yeah.
I mean, they're...
I'm selling a lot under three.
It doesn't get any better than the low to mid twos sometimes.
Yes, exactly. Depending on credit score. And mm-hmm. we even have a state program that'll help out that right now is running between 2.5% and 2.75%. And that's getting money from the state to help you with the closing costs. And you get a rate that low. So it's
wow.
fantastic time to get involved with that. And of course, then we have a national program where if you're not a first time home buyer, and I had this happen, the customer had to relocate here, but just didn't have enough to do moving, closing cost, and down payment. So I was able to get him with one of our programs where he could borrow the down payment, pay it back over 10 years at zero interest, and he's able to purchase a house here. So it can help you folks that are relocating that may not be getting those golden parachutes moving from one state to another. We can still help.
And, you know, the market right now is, it's quite interesting because home prices are slowly going up, and we do have buyers out and about. Supply and demand, we don't have a whole lot of inventory. So there's a little, sometimes there's a little battle.
True, but I'm seeing less. Instead of it's having
definitely less.
A dozen yeah. people going from one house, maybe it's three or four.
Yeah, so maybe. Yeah. So it's, you're more apt to get that offer accepted in today's current market compared to just a month ago.
Right.
Where
and what we
multiple.
See is right now, if you think about it, school started in August.
Yes.
Most parts of the country, it starts either August or September. So people want to be settled. So whenever I personally bought a home, I bought it between Thanksgiving and Christmas because there's fewer buyers out there in the market because they're wrapped up into other things. And so you can actually get a better deal during those time periods than you are in the spring rush.
Christmas is notoriously my busiest time of year in real estate.
Really?
That's okay. interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah. Yes.
But I take advantage of the lull because a lot of people are focused on other things at that time period. So you have less people you're competing with. So that can help you.
Yes. And how can we get you more money for your home in this market? Well, it doesn't take a whole lot. Let me tell you that. I'll just be flat honest. If your house looks good, it's probably going to go for more than the asking price. But there are some things you can do, obviously, to increase your sales price. And you have to spruce it up. It's got it like my intro. It's got to smell good.
Right.
It's got to look good. And it doesn't have to be top the line stuff inside. You know, a lot of people think, you know, I've got to have a brand new kitchen. We can make your kitchen look very nice and inviting and where people want to see themselves in it or want to right. cook that great meal. So, you know, it's just a matter of having us come over to your house, take a look at it, and it might be, you know, 7 to 10 days before we actually go active with your home so we can get it cleaned up, get it ready, kind of stage it with your own things in there, pack a few things away.
Yeah, bare minimum. You don't want to make it too cluttered.
Exactly.
And I've always been taught that about 60% of the chance of someone purchasing your home is when they step out of the car.
That's correct. Most homes are bought at the curb.
Right.
And I'm guilty of that as well.
Yeah, it's got to look good. And then the rest, they look around the neighborhood. And then if it's not perfect on the outside, if it's a wow on the inside, that also makes a big deal. So you can turn a customer around if they walk in and see size, space, cleanliness, modern stuff. You can say, well, I can always mow the grass, but, you know, the inside Correct. Is wonderful. So,
but if you list with me, we're going to make sure that they're both wow.
Yes.
Because we want them to... We want to get them inside. And so since most homes are bought at the curb, you know, you can do simple things to make the outside look good.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, it's just
little
really,
mulch, cutting the grass.
Exactly.
Trimming.
You know, trimming some of the trees or bushes.
And you'll come and help them and tell them what they need to do. Is that my understanding?
Yes, I'll be in my lounge chair with my cap on.
Directing.
Getting fanned.
No, but most agents like yourself will go out and give
you
some tips.
Let me tell you, I have gotten dirty many of times and have done lots of yard work in my day.
Well, that's fantastic. Yes. Get out there in a little sweat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the same with Betty, and I know for sure David Youngblood is no different. We don't mind getting dirty when we have to.
Now, you're the professionals. You're supposed to be there to help.
So. We've done it many times. And I always love it because neighbors will come up and they go, oh, yeah, it's so nice, you know, and they want to know who I am since I'm not the neighbor. It's like, oh, I'm the real estate agent. And they're like, oh, okay.
Well, that's hire her because she helped this, my neighbor.
That's right. We're putting flowers in and trying to make it look good to get top dollar. And, you know, it doesn't take a whole lot to get that extra money. It's just a matter that call us early enough before you want to put that house on the market so we can at least start prepping your home. Right. I have another house that's going to be coming on, and of course I'm not allowed to talk about it because it's not in the multiple listing, but what I'll say is it's been getting prepped, and so unfortunately they ended up getting COVID, so I told her she really has no, they weren't too sick, thank God.
Oh, good.
And
that's
so,
good to hear.
Yeah, I told her, I said, well, since you still have some energy, you know, keep packing
while you have that time at home.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Luckily, they weren't real sick at all. But it's about decluttering. It's about making it look good, and the dollar signs will definitely add up.
Yeah, and have your real estate professional come in and take a look because you may think it's ready, but a professional like can come in and say, no, you're not quite there yet. You've got to fix this, touch up that, and it'll really help you because most people think their homes are perfect to begin with.
They do.
So you need advice from an outside person to help you with that.
They do. Yeah. You know, we all do. I mean, even I'm the same way.
Yeah.
No difference.
Like,
what do you mean? What do you mean you found that?
Yeah. But then there's an extra little twist. I know an agent that will buy one of those cookie roll things and bring her own cookie sheet and put two or three of them in the oven so that the house smells nice when it shows.
Yeah, I'll probably burn the house down. So it's probably not a good thing for me to be baking anybody's cookies while I'm doing an open house. I'm definitely not. My sister's the baker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's right. I met her. She's
like,
very nice.
Yes. I like to cook. She likes to bake it. You know, when we lived at home, it was perfect for my parents.
Well, that works for me. My wife likes to cook and I like to eat. So it all works out.
Yeah. God knows I like to do that. Now, we're talking also about home warranties with Trish and with 210 home warranty. I'm telling you all, I am very pro home warranty. Do they fix everything? Well, absolutely not. Nothing is absolute, just like your homeowner's insurance. But, you know, for the everyday little stuff around the house, they do. And it works really nice to not have to reach into that pocketbook to come up with a lot of money or have to worry going, God, this is going to cost me around $500 and thinking I'm going to have to wait, you know, to repair something when with a home warranty, you do not have to do that. Now, do you guys also cover pools and spas?
We do. That is an option that can be added on. There's basically chlorine or saltwater pool. There's a number of options like that, you know, extra refrigerator or freezer in the garage. You know, well pump, you know, different things like that. So it's just one of the many options that we offer.
Now, let's say my water heater ends up, it's broke. You guys cannot repair it.
Uh-huh.
Do you guys cover or contribute for any type of
absolutely.
Funds, you know, that will go to replacement?
Yeah, absolutely. If we can't repair it, because we're going to try to repair it, which, mm-hmm. you know, just like a homeowner would. You know, your first thought is not to replace something because obviously the cost. But if it cannot be repaired, then we look at replacing it. Or if the homeowner, let's say they want to upgrade, then we would say this is what the replacement would cost us and we'll give you the cash in lieu. And then they can do their own purchase of what they want to do. So either way, it gives an option for that homeowner.
That's great.
Yeah.
So you guys do contribute if something needs to be replaced. How about with appliances?
Absolutely. And it's the same thing. There are limits.
Correct. There's always a cap off.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's $15 or $1,250 on the water heater, and appliances are $3,000 per appliance. So that's pretty generous. Most homes, that would get you a good bit as far as coverage goes.
Right. And they're not going to get that total amount, but you guys will contribute up to that amount.
Up to that. Exactly.
Which... Hey, anything
to defer costs
is going to go in our pocket.
That's right.
Is better than having nothing at all. So that's awesome. Well, stick with us. We have a little bit more for you. We're going to take a look at maybe some new listings and talk a little bit more about money and what a home warranty covers. So Stay with us here on Rapid Fire Real Estate. Yes, and give us a call, 904-831-0600.
We'll be right back with Rapid Fire Real Estate.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
This is Ryan Profit with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. We at Future Home Loans were recently recognized as being among the top 100 brokers in the United States. We have hundreds of options so you can leave the shopping to us. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. Want to know more? Give me a call. Ryan Profit at 904-887-7926 or visit us at future.loans. That's future.loans. We're local with over 500 five-star reviews. We are veteran-owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953. Equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. That's future.loans. Your future is bright.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And I want to say congratulations to our trivia winners. That was Nancy and Kurt. Lunch is on me.
Thanks for calling in, guys.
Yes.
And they like to listen every week, apparently.
Yes.
Which is
definitely appreciate that.
What were they saying, AJ? What did the lady say to you on the phone?
She says, I take you home with me every week.
All right. That's clever.
That's very nice. We got a call from Thomas. I don't know. He was supposed to hang on the line, but his son apparently is a veteran.
And very nice.
Yeah. And he was saying that he wants his son wants a home, but he doesn't have enough for the down payment. This is the question, just to kind of paraphrase it.
Doesn't need one.
But he said that he had heard there was a way that some of the parts of the down payment could possibly be financed for a particular period of time. Is there a plan with that?
What happens with VA, if you have mm-hmm. eligibility from the VA, you zero down. There is no down payment on a VA loan if you're eligible.
Right.
And we can find that out quite easily with a copy of his DD-214 and contact the VA and find out what he's eligible for.
Mm-hmm.
And then the state has money that will assist with the closing cost portion. Now, there used to be many years ago, I'm going back probably 20 years, a dollar down program where the seller would pay all the closing costs and you'd have a zero VA loan.
Right.
So a veteran could move in practically nothing out of their pocket. In this market, we're not seeing that much.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're seeing is this SOS program, Salute Our Soldiers, which you can call me back at 904-476-5236, and it'll help get you in with out of pocket.
Yeah, very little out of pocket. He just mm-hmm. needs to give me a call.
So that's not a big determination if he doesn't have enough for the down payment.
No.
If
he's,
a veteran. As long as he is a veteran.
Right? Correct.
Exactly.
Correct.
Okay.
We can help him. And in fact, we've got, if he's a first time buyer, mm-hmm. we've got some great townhomes with very low HOA,
mm-hmm.
some new construction as well. And right off of Merrill, we have some just over the Dames Point Bridge. And we're talking the low 200s, and we could probably find something even a little bit lower than that for him. So,
and they'll come equipped with all the latest appliances. And
everything, all the bells and whistles.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have, in fact, I just closed with a veteran. We love doing VA loans. They're easy. It's excellent for our veterans. And no money down.
No money down, and the best rates out there.
Oh my God! Right now they're insane. I know Carlos. We just closed on his home, and my God, I think he was in the lower portion of the twos.
Yeah, it's fantastic time for VA. And the reason for that, there's very little risk. The VA backs up 100%.
Exactly.
That's why we have to check with the VA that you're eligible. But that's if you've served long enough and you were honorably discharged. Those are the kind of things we would check out. And if you are, then it's zero down and you get the best rates that are really out there in the market right now.
Yes, and we'll get the seller to contribute a little bit like they did for Carlos. And he literally got money back at the closing table.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
So we would love to help him out. So
now where would Thomas call you again, Carl?
Repeat the number.
904-476-5236. Or you can visit my website, carlparnell.com. That's CARLPARNELL.com. And we can get you all the information you need. And what we do is Anita and I divide and establish it. She finds the house. I get the money. And we help veterans get their homes.
All
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So
always nice to have that money in the cash register ringing. And there's another piece of business. I'm surprised that you didn't mention anything today. It looks like Minshew Mania has moved.
Oh, no.
Now she didn't want me to mention it. She didn't.
I know.
She's a Philly fan.
There's
now,
really
right?
nothing good in the news, lately.
No kidding.
Yes.
Well, how about that?
My beautiful Minshew has gone to the Eagles. And so the question
He's flown
is.
Away.
Do I become an Eagles fan?
We'll have to see. Well, you know, it's an interesting thing, though. The first game of the season, the Jags are going to be in Houston.
They are.
And the Saints and Packers are going to be in Jacksonville.
What?
They're going to be playing here because they can't play the game in because of all the damage.
Oh, that's right.
Wow.
So Jacksonville has been chosen. It'll be about 4 in the afternoon on Fox TV, live from Jacksonville. And that's kind of weird. So Jacksonville will be playing in Texas, and the Saints will be here with the Packers in our stadium.
Oh, my God. That's going to be a fun game.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah. Just go for the fun of it and not worry about winning or losing. Just go to root for the teams.
I bet you there's going to be quite a few fans like to see the Packers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, for me, I like watching any football game. So I'm just a football fan. So, yes, we're going to miss Minshew for sure. And I'm still part of his fan club. And we'll continue to be part of his fan club.
Love him from afar.
I can love him from afar, but I love our Jacksonville Jaguars, and we'll continue to support them. And I'll be rooting for Minshew.
Now what happens if Philly plays Jacksonville one day and Minshew's behind center? What do you do then?
See, Sunshine or Minshew. I'd probably go for Minshew, but yeah, Sunshine is not quite my style.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if he keeps throwing well, he could be.
He could be. No.
He's making a difference.
No, Minshew.
You would think he would be my style coming from Southern California, but
Minshew had probably more personality than most quarterbacks.
Absolutely.
I mean, that was a real gift to Jacksonville.
It was.
He fit in. Yeah. He was Jacksonville. I mean, he fit in. You know, he's a good redneck, I guess. Yeah, he fit in so perfect here, and we enjoyed that from him. And I think that's why he had such a fan base here.
Well, he's a good Mississippi boy.
Yeah. You know, he's a good old boy, and we appreciated that. And he liked to have fun. And, you know, we didn't hear bad things about him in the news. You know, he was always working. He's a hard worker. And I think we all appreciated that from him. So we wish him the best. We definitely wish him the best.
Right. And you said you had some new listings?
I do, but if he needs to sell his house.
Mm-hmm. Anita would like to meet with you.
That's right.
Yeah. All right.
She will do a real good job for you.
Yes. I do have a couple of good things. A couple of good things. That's right. We've got some hot property for you. And if you need me to sell or buy for you, you can reach out to me at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. Realty Executives has been in business for 55 years. So we have a lot of experience in selling and buying homes. Now there's a great listing for $355,000. It is located on the north side on 3605 Alta Lakes Boulevard. It's in the 26 zip code, 32226, and it's a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom, 1,800 square feet. It is awesome. It's a great house, and it's just newly on the market. It's got all the bells and whistles. It's got beautiful curb appeal. It's just waiting for you to purchase it. So reach out. And let's see. Fleming Island, we've got one at 1585 Stockton Drive in Fleming Island for $525,000. And let's see the square footage here. It's 2,498,000. 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom. Beautiful, beautiful. Palm trees in the front, green grass. It's a dream come true. So definitely reach out to me at 904-290-1552. And of course, we love working with our veterans.
Yes, definitely. We got to help our veterans.
You guys have a soft spot.
Yes.
Of course, my son is still serving and he's going to be deployed again.
Oh my goodness. Where's he? Do you know where he's going this time?
I'm not sure. I think it might be Africa. So,
oh God. Well, yeah, that's different.
Yeah, it's going to be a different deployment. He's usually going to the Middle East.
Yes.
Well, so thank you for listening. And Trish Spivey from 210 Home Warranties. Give me a call if you guys like to reach out to her and get one for your home. You will love it. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week. And we have ICI Homes next week.
Have a great week and a safe one.